the devil's advocates. Because freedom.
Well, turn it up, man.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the You Talking to Me Tuesday edition. We're rolling through the happy hour, taking your calls. Just a minute. You know, like our pal Matt Flynn, I just heard him. Like Matt Flynn says, going to the lines. It's all about the lines. And real quick, Don, before we go to the lines at 844-967-2789, 1 week from right now, this very second, I'm going to be partying my ass off at the Jade Monkey. Sound like I've been partying already. That's not true.
He's up, man. It's only Tuesday.
Wait till next Tuesday when I'm partying my ass off at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. I hope to see all you good people there. So we're going to live broadcast classic summer rager to follow. The weather, impeccable. Sunny and 66.
Ooh,
be cooler
sounds
if it's
nice.
69. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones. I believe, Mark, you've been waiting longest. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks, guys. With the cacophony of idiocy coming from the right now, I mean, that any of these guys, I could, you know, I only keep half an ear open to the news, but I actually know probably a hell of a lot more than these guys that immerse themselves in the right-wing Fox News, you know, that Ron Johnson with his crap and Rick Scott from, you know, the biggest Medicare fraudster in history. Yeah, at that point in time, I mean, that making all these comments right there, Biden should just come out and say that, why should I respond to a man who committed the kind of fraud that he did? And his company ended up paying, $1.7 billion in fines and restitution for the crimes it committed. And it should have been more than that. I mean, I think it should be treble damages. You get caught doing something like that, you pay big time.
Yeah, they should never be. This was Medicare fraud, right? I mean, they should be booted out of taking Medicare payments forever.
Period. Absolutely. I mean, it is just ridiculous. I mean, and the guy is just, they don't care. They get away with this stuff. And for Elon Musk, I mean, he's coming out with this stuff. I have to wonder if he's kind of like Carter Peterschmidt from Family Guy. When he lost his money, he was, why he smelled so bad, because he didn't know how to wipe his own butt. I mean, it is just, you know, that these guys that have this money, I mean, maybe, you know, Elon Musk, yes, congratulations for doing the stuff that he's done. But you get to a point, and you lose any sense of reality at all. I mean, that these guys are just so detached from reality that it is, how do you call them on it? And you just have to keep calling them on it, I guess.
Mark, appreciate your call. Cacophony. Is that like saying we have a plethora of piñatas, El Guapo? Cacophony means like a lot, right? Like
a lot. Okay. Is that it? Okay. All right.
I was just taking it from the context clues, but Mark,
Mark's stretching. A plethora.
Specifically, yes. I think they are very much detached. I don't know if there's any question about it. And now we get to the point where just, you know, everyone's just calling each other names, right? I mean, you're this and you're that. Oh, you know, something wrong with Biden. Oh, there's something wrong with him. I mean, I'm not clear that this isn't how it always has been, but it is. It's certainly juvenile. And it doesn't really get us anywhere, but, you know, I guess it's mildly entertaining. In the meantime, you know, we dance while, you know, the country burns.
Dance for me, monkey. Didn't we say many of these very same things about Donald Trump when he would word salad? And no doubt there are times when Joe Biden seems gaffe-prone. I mean, I've heard him. You've heard him.
Well, I mean, that was one of the criticisms of him when he was running for president. We talked about it, sure.
So it's not an unfair criticism. And, you know, when we looked at Trump making the same similar idiotic statements, you know, couldn't spit it out, Covfefe or whatever. I mean, there were so many times and I like to make up my own words occasionally, Dom, but he would run words, blur words, stumble through words and just make up words, right? Well,
Trump specifically trash talk would just talk Trump. To talk. Yeah, it would just talk to talk, though. I mean, that's there's not a whole lot behind it. I mean, think about what he says. Oh, the Bible is my favorite book. The Bible's I don't want to talk about the specifics, but the Bible is very good.
Did the Motang posse come from D-Town?
Michigan gave us Motang.
844-967-2789. You know, I always feel good when you play Biden or Trump because, you know, relatively speaking, by comparison, I'm damn near articulate.
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, on the radio, we have, you know, this is what we do. We talk, we converse, and so a lot of the times we're thinking as we speak, and so
speak for yourself.
You have to. Sometimes you speak without thinking. So I can certainly appreciate that part of it. But it seems sometimes for a lot of these candidates to go beyond just I just lost my words for a moment.
844-967-2789. Bear heavy. Hot take, Dick. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
Well, guys, you know, when it comes to Biden, I think that the handler should be a little more careful. Here's a guy that actually works probably 15, 16 hours a day, maybe more from time to time.
Are we talking about Dom or Joe Biden now?
Personal time. What about the personal television time, Dick? We'll see a lot of that with Biden,
executive time?
Whereas the last guy, you know, strolled into the Oval Office around 11 o'clock and, you know, watched TV all day, never read anything, never did anything of any substance, isn't why I called. Mitch McConnell, William Barr, and Esper, what do they have in common?
Well, they all waited to do the right thing until they could cash out on it.
No, until this morning, I didn't know this. Only one of them said he wouldn't vote for Trump again in 2024 if he were the nominee, and that's Esper. So when I was talking to Matt this morning, I moved his grade from F minus up to an F plus.
Well, I'm willing to consider moving this phone call from a D minus to like a solid D.
Thank you for the call, Dick. It is
D for
not
Dick.
Courageous. It's not courageous for these people to come out and write their books. And I saw Esper, on Fox News recently, asked, you know, is Donald Trump a danger to democracy? And his response, it took him probably 20 seconds to get to it, was, yeah, I mean, I don't see how you could look at these things and think otherwise. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what did you do about it then, man? What did you do when you had the opportunity to influence it at the time? You put your tail between your legs. And you did what the man said, or at least maybe didn't do some of the most terrible things. That's not courage, writing a book and getting paid.
You know what else is not courageous? Telling me what you said on a different radio product. That's not cool, man. More devils.
What is that smell?
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
Did I break wind?
Would you say I have a plethora?
I can taste it.